A new nomination for NATO ISAF Commander General John Allen. Commander-in-Chief Barack Obama will nominate him for the next commander of U.S. European Command and NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe. General Allen would replace Admiral James Stavridis. Meanwhile, new video in of Defense Secretary Leon Panetta attending the NATO Defense Ministers Conference in Brussels. Much of the talk has centered around how to provide security during tough fiscal times. And a group of Marines clearing roads in Afghanistan are suddenly ambushed. Corporal Michael Lopez has more from Sangin Valley.
IEDs. They are the deadliest threat to coalition forces in Afghanistan. And clearing the roads of these explosive hazards is slow, tedious, and a volatile job. The top priority for these Marines with the 1st Combat Engineer Battalion is to ensure mobility along these dangerous routes. The challenge is daunting. Sometimes they have to do this while under fire.
It's supposed to be a one-day mission. Unfortunately, the area is a little bit rougher now. We've encountered quite a few IEDs and quite a bit of a firefight, but my Marines were able to fight through, do the right thing.
And while engaging the enemy, the Marines were still able to methodically clear and push through this IED hotspot. Reporting from the Sangin River Valley in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Michael Lopez.
The Department of Defense has released recruiting and retention numbers through August of 2012. All four active services met or exceeded their numerical accession goals. And five of the six reserve components are on target to achieve their fiscal year attrition goals. The Army Reserve's drop was intentional as officials rebalance the force. Excited military families gathered at Pope Army Airfield in North Carolina for a coming home ceremony for the 18th FMC. While in Iraq, the unit set up bank branches in order to help Iraq flourish. Specialist James Bowen takes us to the special day.
Family members, friends, and even pets eagerly awaited the return of the soldiers of the 18th FMC during the late evening hours of October 1st. Their deployment mission may be over, but their many accomplishments are nothing short of extraordinary. From the successful withdrawal of financial management assets out of Iraq to opening three bank branches, critical in support of over 10,000 Afghan National Army soldiers and National Police.
The 18th FMC's mission in theater was to support all the troops in theater regarding financial management, which spans over cash management, banking, internal controls, accounting, and then operations as well.
Signs, balloons, and patriotic flags were plentiful in the small hangar where mothers, fathers, wives, and husbands reunited with their loved ones, marking an official end to their deployment.
It feels great. This is my second deployment, and I can only say it keeps getting better. This one topped the first deployment, so I'm very happy and very excited to be back.
As the 18th FMC returned home, the 13th Financial Management Center took over the mission and will continue building on the foundation the 18th FMC started. Reporting for the 1st Theater Sustainment Command from Pope Army Airfield, North Carolina, I'm Specialist James Bowen, Jr.
And in South Carolina, one soldier was able to give his daughter a big surprise during her lunch break at school yesterday. Even though Major Daniel Banks and his daughter Danielle say they aren't fond of surprises, he wanted to make his homecoming a special moment for his daughter, and they both say he succeeded.
I have no idea what I'm going to say when I see her, and the only thing that came out was Danielle. So I saw her run across the tables and come and give me a hug, and it was a magical moment.
Actually, my mind was blank. I was too shocked to think. My dad is like the best person, the best adult that I've ever met. I can never ask for anybody else, ever.
Thank you so much for coming home to me.
I told you I'd be home, baby.
Well, the school's principal also helped arrange the homecoming surprise. For more news, head online to pentagonchannel.mil. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter.